Hey guys, let's talk, shall we? I'd just like to get a couple of things off my chest. I don't know why I'm saying it now, maybe I'm going to be popping off soon. Who knows? But I just watched a video where this person was explaining why males of today are kind of weak, simpy. And they were saying there was something in the water, something in the food. And that may be true to some extent. But this is just my thoughts on it. As we know, there's many broken families out there now. There's been a big push to remove the male from the family. And generally, the children are always given to the femon. And a lot of those children are boys. So the femons are raising young boys. But let's face it, they don't have the right tools, do they? And statistics actually show that male fathers, single parents, are more successful bringing up children, male and femon, to be well-adjusted people. Because males have feelings and emotions too, as well as logic. So feelings and emotions don't rule their brain, as it does in femons. But of course, that's not the only reason. If you take a look at the educational system, you will find that it's saturated with femons. It never used to be that way years ago. And what do these femon teachers and educators do? Well, they favor the femons. And they shame the boys for showing any masculinity at all. They bully them. Then they push femons forward and try to hold males back. And of course, the reason why they do this is so they create a male that is more pliable and easier to control. A masculine, confident male is very hard to control, if at all. So then they can easily acquire his resources. The same thing is happening in the universities and the colleges. And of course, they've got into the government and politics and changed the laws. Not for everybody, just for them. Think about it. What type of society are you living in? Where it's okay for a femon to hit a man, but it's not okay for a man to hit a femon. And paternity fraud can only be committed by femons. And they're never charged with anything. That's not exactly equality, is it? If a man cheats on his wife, he's a scumbag. If a femon cheats on her husband, he just wasn't paying enough attention to her. Males are far stronger physically and mentally than femons are. Most femons are an emotional wreck. But males have one weakness. Sex. It's put there by nature purposely, so that he spreads his seeds and repopulates. In a man, it's a very, very strong urge. Femons, of course, use this. That's why they're all walking around like femons of the night. When in doubt, get the breasts out. Wear the bikini. Get the weenie. And it's good to see that a lot of guys nowadays are using their big brain instead of their small one. Femons seem to have actually got all the terrible human traits. Lies. Deceiving. Chaos. Dramas. Spiteful. Mean, with hardly any morality. They will sleep with another man just because it pisses the guy she was with off. Just think about that for a minute. I've also noticed quite a few videos of femons with the camera full in their face, of course. And they seem to be talking based. But a lot of them, unfortunately, are just parroting what they've heard. Because they're wearing 3 or 4 layers of makeup. Their hair's all done, or it's probably a wig. Wearing a low top, or something tight. And a lot of the times the filters are on. And the old saying is still the same as it's always been, and the old sayings always are true. Never believe what comes out of a femon's mouth. Just watch what she does. These femons, most of them, are doing it to get noticed, to get attention, to get validation, to get clicks. Very few of them mean what they say, and you can always usually tell which ones they are. Those are the ones that haven't spent 3 or 4 hours getting ready. Because most femons, not all of them of course, but they're quite shallow. Nothing really means that important to them, except them. A couple of years ago there was quite a few protests around where I live. One of them was about vegans. This group of people went into McDonald's. The ringleader was a femon, all dressed up with pink hair or whatever, and I believe she had a megaphone. Femons love them, don't they? As if the femon isn't loud enough already. And they threw dyed liquid all over the place in there. It was red. And there's everybody eating in there, including children. Of course, they were arrested. A month later, there was another group. Something about pollution or whatever it was. Guess who was leading that? It was the same Femon. Dressed all differently, of course. So that shows you she wasn't really there for the cause. She was there for the drama and the chaos and the attention. Of all the bad traits that Femons have shown me throughout the years, their worst trait of all is deceit and lies. Because they're showing the person that they're lying and deceiving, they're showing them no respect at all. And to a male, disrespect is the most important. Generally speaking, what I've found is that Femons don't believe so deeply about things as males do. If something is more advantageous to her, then she'll go with that. All Femons also are narcissists, just at different degrees. Of course, you may find a nice one. But they're a lot harder to find nowadays than they ever were. Because they've all become members of the collective. And her being nice, is that just an act? So think with your big head, guys, not your small one. You can't change Femon's nature, only they can. But it may help protect you for falling for all the traps that lots of men have fallen into over the years. So I'm an old guy now, and what have I learnt about Femons throughout my whole life? Well, they're far more dishonest than I ever believed. Take it whatever way you will, and have a good day. You take it easy.